underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about precious stones. Yeah, the stones mentioned in the Bible. A few months ago, while reading about the New Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 21, verses 19 to 20, the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the 10th chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. After reading this passage, I felt compelled to do some research on what these stones look like and to figure out how come God specifically chose these precious stones rather than others and why there was no diamond among them in comparison to the ones on the breastplates mentioned in Exodus chapter 28, verses 17 to 20. And you shall put settings of stones in it, four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and an emerald. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold settings. So I brought my concerns to God's attention, in prayer, of course, and He answered me. He first guided me to find the precious stones and to collect them. Then He revealed to me that the reason why He specifically chose those stones is because they are all an isotropic, which means that when pure light shines through them, they emit the rainbow colors. Then He told me that a diamond was not part of the list because it is isotropic, which means it loses its color when you shine pure lights through it. So there you have it. God specifically chose those stones because of their beauty when His glory shines through them. So imagine how glorious this is going to be in the New Jerusalem, our home. Another thing that I also noticed after collecting the stones is that it does something to me when I looked at them. And it does another thing when I touch them. The best way to describe this feeling is like looking at home, touching home. That is also how God revealed to me the therapeutic aspect of stones. Just gazing at a stone and holding it in your hand can affect you in a good way. Because see, holding a stone in your hand goes along the principle of earthing, which is walking barefoot on the ground. Scientifically, they discover healing properties of earthing, and holding a stone in your hand can have the same effect, just the same as a building gets grounded, so the earth absorbs the excess electricity from that building, so the earth and the stone can absorb the excess energy from you to prevent you from overloading. And some stones, especially the crystals, can absorb energy better than others. Hence, in lithotherapy, that is the method which heals by the use of stones. In literal translation, people claim that crystals and other stones have healing properties. I mean, they're not completely wrong. They just lost their focus on the true healer, God. Because God is the only one who specifically created those crystals the way they are to be therapeutic to us. I mean, hello. Our bodies are made out of the same earth. So should we be surprised? Anyways, you can collect the stones and see for yourself. It is really life-changing. And we also included illustration of the precious stones in our prayer collection, available for free download on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. So you can have a virtual copy of them for yourself. And that's about what Holy Spirit had to share with us today. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.